I'm blessed this week with wonderful things from the precious word. I pray the Lord will help that I'll be able to speak it and bring it out. I'm thinking about the God of creation. Do you believe that God created everything? Like we see it in nature.
Yes.
You know, we just kind of take it for granted, I think, but maybe not. But I get to thinking about, the impact of when I see the things that God created. Flowers, trees, and other things that are so wonderful and marvelous. I think about the trees, how their roots go down in the soil. And what does it do? The soil, what it brings up nutrients into the trunk and up on up, and it comes out in the leaves. Isn't that wonderful? Why, it's just a marvel. It seems like the Lord has just opened up my mind to the beauties of His creation. And then I think about the grass that grows. That is taking nutrients out of the soil. And think about the soil. How did the soil get to be like it? With all these nutrients and elements and things that goes in and into the roots and comes out. If that isn't a miracle, I don't know what a miracle is. Let's go to the first chapter of Genesis. And maybe some of you can help us read a little bit. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, empty, nothing to it, just blank space, you might say. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, wasn't any light. How would that be? And the Spirit of God moved. I believe the Hebrew says the Spirit of God was brooding upon the face of the waters, moving, brooding, planning, designing. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Now, was that the light of the sun? No. The light of the sun didn't come until the fourth day. This was another kind of light. John 1:1. What does it say? Somebody want to quote it for me? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And was not without Him was not anything made that was made. And the light shone in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. I believe the real meaning of that word means the darkness did not stop the light. The light shone, where when the light shone, the darkness had to back off.
That's right.
That's the way it is in our hearts and minds. When we get the light of heaven in our hearts, when we get inspired with His Word, it just lights us up, the darkness goes. Well, isn't that the way you turn on the lights? Suppose we turn off all these lights here and it'd be kind of dark in here. And then what would happen when you turn the lights on? The darkness goes out. Isn't that wonderful? Now, to me, what I see, it wasn't the light of the sun, and we know it wasn't electric lights. So what kind of light was it? To me, it was spiritual light, the real, true light that we need to have open up our hearts to receive. Let there be light. And there was light. And God divided the light from the darkness. And the darkness, he called the light day. The darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now here's the first day. Now I can't quite get this lined up in my mind just how this first day. Because you know it wasn't the light of the sun. That's what makes our days. Is the sunshine and goes down, and then the night comes, and then it comes back up. But there wasn't the sun. So maybe you could give it some thought and wonder what kind of, I know it's a spiritual light. It's the light of God. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said something else next day. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Now, this sounds like to me it was just water everywhere. Now, don't that sound like that to you? And then he says, let there be a firmament. The word firmament means an expanse, an opening. Let there be an opening, an expanse between the waters and separate the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, or the expanse, and it was so. And he called the firmament heaven. Now then, when you think about the atmosphere and the universe of space, you're thinking about something mighty big. That expanse between the waters and the waters. Now, I don't know, but there's a scripture in Psalms 148. It speaks about the waters that be above the heavens. Have you ever read that? It speaks about it. So, of all of this space we have, would there be beyond that? I'm glad we're in the expanse. I'm glad we're in the firmament. I'm glad we don't have to be running around and trying to breathe in a bunch of water. And that's another thing that to me is a marvelous wonder of God, is the air that we breathe and the expanse and the air that's in this expanse and this firmament. How far could you live if you didn't have any air? How long could you live? About two or three minutes is about all. If you can't breathe, you don't make it. Right? That's right. And the air, he gives the air, it's got the nutrients that we need in our lungs. It goes into our bodies and goes into our bloodstream. Now, people that say, oh, this all just happened to be, they don't know what they're talking about. It didn't just happen to be. It was planned and designed and brought into being by a mighty, wonderful, loving, gracious, kind, wise, compassionate God. Isn't it wonderful to have this persuasion in your heart and mind that God created everything? Oh, it just goes through me over and over again. The wonderful God. I look at a tree, and it just marvels. My heart just overwhelms. I think, what a beautiful beautiful tree that is. And there's so many of them, so many different kinds of trees. I enjoyed seeing the great big old sequoia trees in the one of the parks in California. Can't remember what the name of it was. The great big old trees, oh, he just looked. And they got roots, and they're coming up, and they come out with leaves. That's wonderful. Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Now we've got dry land. What all is in that dry land? It isn't just sand and dust, but there's elements in that. And he said, let the dry land appear, and then in the next verse 14, God said, let the earth bring forth grass. How many different kinds of grass do we have? Whew, we got all kinds of grass. Bermuda grass, crab grass, Johnson grass. I don't know. I don't care a whole lot for Johnson grass, but there's plenty of it around. God put all kinds of grass. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, someone has come up with the idea, and it's probably got some truth in it, that the trees give off, let's put it like this. We breathe the air, and it has oxygen and other things in it, but when we breathe it out, what is it? Carbon dioxide. And you can't live on that. You breathe in the oxygen, and you breathe out carbon dioxide. But the trees, this is what, I don't know how they found this out, but this is what they say. The trees breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. Did you ever hear that? I've read that. That's what they say. Well, isn't that wonderful? I remember when I was in the fifth grade, I learned a poem. I learned a poem, and I've never forgotten it. I've even heard they've got a melody to it. But in this poem is by Joyce Kilmer, a young boy, a young man, was killed in the First World War. He was wounded, and he died in the First World War over in France or wherever it was. And this is what it says. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree who may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. A poem who looks to God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. Did you ever hear that? Did you ever learn that one? I learned it in the fifth grade. I've never forgot it. The last verse says, poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. So when you look at a tree, think about the God that designed and created that tree. It's wonderful. We serve a wonderful God. all the different kinds of trees, pine trees, fir trees, maple trees. We've got different other kinds of trees, lots of them. I have a book in my library at home, and it's about all the plants and trees that there is. And I'll tell you, you just can't imagine how many different kinds of trees and plants that there are. Some of them are so beautiful, and some of them you wonder, why did the Lord make such a deal? You know, there's a tree that we used to have when I was a boy not far from our house, and it had thorns in it. I don't know what you called it. What?
Honey locust,
maybe so. I don't know where the honey was, but anyway, it was just thorns in it. And I remember as a boy, I would think, well, wonder why God made such a horrible tree. Big old long thorns, and there's big bunches of them up and down the bark of the limbs. Made all these different kind of trees. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the tree. And it was so. Now, what all does that take in? What kind of trees? Can you think of some of them? What's your favorite fruit you like to eat? Do you like to eat any kind of fruit? What?
Pear.
Pear? Oh, pear.
I like pear.
Oh, I do too. I tell you, I love apples. I look at an apple. When I eat an apple, I look at it. I just marvel. Lord, you created such a wonderful thing. And those pears. But I want to tell you, there's some kind of pears that will beat an apple in every way. They've got a taste that is just beyond anything. There's different kinds of pears. Apples. What are some of more different kinds of trees? How many of you have been to California and seen the orange trees out there? Grapefruit trees, lemon trees, lime trees. Isn't that marvelous? One of these oranges. Oranges is just so wonderful. You peel them, and then now they've got all kinds of different kinds of oranges. What's these little old tangerines we like to get? They're real easy to peel, and they are so delicious. Oh, dear, once God made all these things, he designed them. Isn't that wonderful? What kind of a God do we serve? We serve a God that's kind and thoughtful and wise, because he designed all these things and spoke them forth. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed. Now, I don't know what all that involves, herbs, but there's just lots of different kinds of herbs, aren't there? Onions and garlic. Just so many different kinds. Herb yielding seed. And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. I like to think about the apples, the different kinds of apples. And then the oranges and the pears and what are some of the other fruits? We have the nuts. We have the different kind of nuts, pecans and walnuts and almonds and just so many wonderful different kind of fruits and things that God created. He gave them to us. Isn't that wonderful? What? Olive trees. Let's think about it. Thank you. That's my grandson. He's grand, too. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord created all these different things. Olives and... oh, my. Figs. How many of you like figs? You ever get figs and eat them? Oh, they're delicious. How about dates? Dates grow on great big old palm trees. Big bunches of them. I remember when I was a little boy, I thought dates was horrible. About all I knew about dates was that my mother would make a date pudding, and I thought that was the awfulest stuff. I didn't even want to, I wouldn't even eat it. But when I got grown and was in the work of the Lord, one day Brother James Husky and I made a trip to California, and we came down from California. We went down into Mexico. And as we were going down, we came by a big date orchard, date palms. We got out, and I remembered how I didn't like dates. I remembered that. But we got out, we got to walking around, and we saw, look, here's some dates have fallen on the ground. And I don't know what made me do it. I guess it made curiosity. But I reached down and got some of those grapes. I had to kind of dust them off because they were kind of on the ground. But I dusted them off, and I put one of those in my mouth. Oh, I've liked them ever since. I saw I was wrong. I love dates. They're a wonderful crop. Wonderful. Yes, don't we serve a wonderful God? Now, if all these things just happened to be, no, they didn't. There was a wise, loving, gracious, kind, merciful Heavenly Father that designed them. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is so wonderful. Fruit true, yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. He made it good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament. Now we're going to get into something that in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, that's the sun. You ever try to look at the sun? Full open face. Can't hardly do it. It's too bright. But it's shining right out there. I think it's, we've got a lot of clouds today, and that's all right. The clouds are beautiful. But just think about that sun. You ever watch the sun come up in the morning? I've done that. That's a wonderful experience to just watch it. I remember a trip we was. I'd been to Mexico, and I was coming back with the young people from California, and I told them, I says, I want to take over the wheel at dark, when it gets dark. And we had two or three cars, and all of them was loaded with young people. We'd had a wonderful time. And I said, I'll drive until daylight. So they said, okay, they was glad to turn it over to me. I don't know why I thought I could do that, but the Lord helped me to do it. But I got in, and I started, and some of the young people, they'd kind of come up from the back. It was kind of a van, and they'd come up from the back. They thought they needed to come up and help keep me awake. And they'd come up there and sat down after a while they were going to sleep. I didn't need it. The Lord helped me. I stayed awake, and I drove all the rest of that night, and after a while, I began to see a light, a glimmer of light in the east. And I watched it as I drove, and I watched the sun come up right before my eyes. Oh, that, you know, have you ever done that? You'll do that sometime. Get up and watch the sun. And then I also like to watch the sun as it goes down in the west. I've watched that different times. And when it gets down toward the level of the earth, you know, it gets, the sun's not as bright, and you can look at it full in the face. But look at it and think, thank you, God, for making that sun. And then it goes down, and the evening falls, and it's just like the Lord made two great lights, set them in the firmament to give light upon the earth. Verse 18, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and morning were the fourth day. And God said, verse 20, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Now, I want this waters to bring forth the creatures, the moving creature that has life, in the waters. Moving the living creature. And God blessed them. Let's see, no, verse 21. And God created great whales. I've seen pictures of these whales, but I'd like to see one, really. I'll tell you what, there's something about those big old whales. There's different sizes of them. There's different kinds of them. I've seen pictures of them. I've got books that have pictured. Wonderful. And not only that, but all kinds of fish. Think about the different kinds of fish that we have. What's your favorite fish? Catfish? Perch? Huh?
Catfish. I like catfish.
Catfish. Catfish. Yeah, well, it's good. Isn't that wonderful how the Lord made all these things? What's that other kind of, we get it canned.
Salmon.
Oh, my. Think about that. Look at those big, big fish. Some of the fish are big. And not only that, but the air, the different kinds of birds. I've got a book about birds that tells all the different kinds. There's all kinds of birds. Some are ugly, some are pretty. Some are little and some are big. These hawks and these precious little doves. For a while we were blessed. Someone helped us to have a dove pen at our place. That's when we and I enjoyed those doves, those ring-necked doves. They were sweet, a sweet creature. He created all these different kind of birds. Think about the bald eagle. What a bird that is. God created them. Oh my, it's wonderful. And God said, evening and the morning were the fifth day. That was the waters and the air. That was the fourth day and the fifth day. Now he's going to the sixth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, Wouldn't those creeping things be these alligators and lizards and all these different kind of things? I've looked on these, I can't think of what to call them. And I wondered, why did God create such a pitiful looking little creature like that? And there's those raccoons and skunks. Now, why did he make a skunk? How many of you have ever had a little run-in with the skunk and ended up stinking real bad? Oh, I tell you, there's something else. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. All different kinds of cattle, all the different animals. I've been wanting to go to the zoo lately, but I haven't got to do it. But I just would like to see some of these animals. I think that I look at a giraffe, and I think it's at Tulsa or one of the zoos, Springfield or Tulsa. I think it's Springfield. And they have the giraffe pen. They have it fixed so you can come up on the top of a place up there, and the giraffe comes and you can pet the giraffe. I tell you, look at that creature. Now, he's something else. God created him. God designed him. And then the old hardy elephant. I like them. There's something else. I don't know if I'll ever get to pet one or anything, but I just think they're wonderful. All these different kind of creatures. Lions, tigers, giraffes, all kinds. All right. Then one more thing mentioned. And God said, verse 26, let us make man after in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Just think, now in the second chapter, it has a little more detail about it. Verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now I want us to think, and there's certain things, I'm not going to go into details about all that happened, but we can think about that, but I'm thinking about how he created man, and what an ingenious, wonderful creature that he made when he made man and woman. And I'd like to go to a scripture that has been great inspiration to me, Psalms 139. Psalm 139 and verse 14 down to 16 and 17. Now listen, I will praise thee, for thou, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, I like these two words, fearfully means you're fragile. And you can have things happen and go bad, and you're not a very, I don't know what word to use. You're fearfully made. You've got complications and problems, and things can happen, and you're going to die. But then he says, wonderfully. Fearfully and wonderfully made. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Well, what are some of the things about man and woman and humanity that is marvelous? This is all marvelous. Look at your hands. We kind of take them for granted. But I think you ought to look at them. And God gave me two hands, left and right. What do you do with your hands? You make things. You do things. You pick up things. You use your hands to, you women, make your meals. Then the man, he has work, he has to go out, and you use your hands. Isn't that wonderful? Little finger. Why didn't he just make them all the same size? What's that for? You know what it's for. You use it. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And then look at your feet. I always think about that when I have feet washing, like we did yesterday. And I get down and I wash my brother's feet. And I sometimes make mention of it. Look at this foot. Arch, the toes, the heel, it's all made. He designed it. Isn't that wonderful? Your toes help you to keep your balance. Yeah. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now let's think about some more about us. We breathe. You're breathing right now, aren't you? Your air goes in to your mouth and down into your lungs. You have two lungs down here. I know we had one year, I think it was the sixth grade in school, we had a book. And the name of the book was You and Others. And I remember it showed the formation and the function of the human body. And I'll tell you, it was impressive to me. Because I was taught as a boy that God created and designed the human body. And think how you breathe in the air. And the lungs is connected with the bloodstream. And the bloodstream comes and takes the oxygen out of the air that you breathe in. And then you breathe it out, and then you breathe in some more. And the blood is taking it, and it takes it to all parts of the body and the bloodstream. That's another thing that is marvelous, is our bloodstream. And what is causing, what's making the bloodstream do its work? A little instrument about the size of your fist. It's your heart. It's pumping your blood up to your brain and down to your feet and out to the tips of your hands. It's marvelous. Your heart is beating. Your lungs are drawing in the air. And then when you eat food, don't just take this for granted. This is a serious thing about taking in food. Because your body takes that food and it goes down into your stomach. And your stomach has organs and functions to digest that food. And then we have the these organs by the stomach. What?
Like the pancreas and the liver.
What's the big one? A liver. Yeah, the liver and the pancreas and they shoot juices into the stomach to mix with your food. And then yet your food, when it gets through in your stomach, it goes down into your small intestine. And your small intestine is a long, windy tube. And they say that as you go, your food goes into your small intestine, it filters out through the walls of the small intestine into your bloodstream. And that's how your blood gets its nutrients. And then the heart is pumping and calling in it, making it go to all parts of your body. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't just take it for granted, but ask God, Lord, this is your body. I pray that you'll help me to have the health and strength that I need. And we got all kinds of problems with it. We're fearfully made also and wonderfully made. We've got problems. And one day this old body is going to see the end and it's going to be taken out. But I think about all these things that God created, His creation. And I think, what a wonderful God we have. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for creating us, giving us our life and our being. As the scripture says in Acts 17, God created the world and all things in it, seeing he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is he worshipped with men's hands, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain of the own poets have said, Paul said to the Athenians, the own poet said, we are his offspring. Don't you see what a wonderful God he is that created us? How we need to love him, serve him, obey him, worship him, follow him, do his will with all of our heart, because in him you live and move and have your being. I want to read just a little more in Psalms 104. I love this psalm. It's a wonderful psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless, O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, maketh the clouds his chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flaming fire. That's quoted in Hebrews chapter 1. Who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever, covered it with the deep as with a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hastened away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys. The Hebrew says, the mountains rose and the valleys went down, sunk. The place, unto the place which thou hast found them, for them thou set a bound, they may not cast over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. We have about 45 miles from our house at Enid, we have a wonderful, I wonder how many of you have ever seen it, a wonderful spring. It's shooting out water from a pipe that big around. And we go up there and take a bunch of jugs and get drinking water. It's a wonderful thing. And it's just flowing all the time. It's been doing it for years and years. Where is it all coming from? God Almighty. He sends the springs into the valleys. They run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation. They have to have, God provides food and water for the creatures of earth. That's right. By them shall the fowls of heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. Oh, these beautiful, beautiful birds. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. Wine that maketh glad the heart of man, or I don't believe that means that we need to drink it and get drunk, but I believe that means good old grape juice is good for you. And oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. Trees of the Lord are full of sap, cedars of Lebanon. Oh, dear ones, I tell you, it's wonderful. I thank the Lord for our gracious and wonderful God who created us, gave us our life and being, created the world. So when you go out and you look at a tree, think about the God that fashioned and designed that tree and what it's doing. Thank the Lord for his goodness.